Don Lemon, heard exclusively on the Tom Joyner Morning Show.
Normally you'd hear an intro right now, but Mike Tyson wanted to introduce Don Lemon. Mike?
Don Lemon's full of
Mike, what?
And now introducing Don Lemon.
What?
From our New York studios up in Harlem, Don Lemon, good morning.
Good morning. Y'all must have recorded that before the other Don came on the scene. He would not be saying Don Lemon at this point. Oh, boy. 40 more days. I have a calendar where I count down.
Like you're in prison?
40.
With the
40
extra
more days.
Extra days.
I'm serious. 40 more days of my beer on the wall. 40 more days. Anyway. The Donald Trump campaign finally facing some reality and saying, not publicly though, that he didn't do so well in the first debate. Can you believe it?
Oh, they're admitting that.
However, the only one who won't admit it publicly nor privately is guess who?
Donald Trump.
He was in Council Bluffs, Iowa yesterday.
So we won every single online poll, hundreds and hundreds of thousands of voters. And then you sit back and you hear how she did so well in the debate. I don't think she did well in the debate at all.
He said, I don't think she did well at all. Well, just so you know, even Fox News is sending out memos to their talent saying, whoa, those online polls don't meet our standards. They're not scientific and they allow people to vote as much as they want to. There's also reporting that there was an online push by Trump supporters to flood the zone for online debate surveys, just so you know. The only scientific survey taken right after the debate was by CNN ORC, and it found that Hillary Clinton did better than Trump. It was skewed Democrat because most Democrats watch the debate. Okay. Also during the debate and after, Trump threatened to embarrass Hillary Clinton for bringing up her husband's marital affairs. But CNN has learned that following the debate, there was reportedly a come to Jesus inside the campaign on how to respond to Trump's performance and the new controversy surrounding his allegedly fat shaming a former Miss Universe and allegedly calling her, a Latino woman, Miss Housekeeping. CNN got a hold of the Trump points, talking points, to counter the issue, and here's how it reads. I'll read some of them. Hillary Clinton bullied. This is they're saying this. Hillary Clinton bullied and smeared women like Paula Jones, Jennifer Flowers, and Monica Lewinsky. Why are we not hearing from Monica Lewinsky, who started an anti-bullying foundation because of how she was treated by the Clinton machine? The Clintons are now trying to bully Mr. Trump and his supporters, whom the Clintons have publicly demeaned as deplorable. Hillary Clinton is trying to present herself as some sort of feminist champion is a joke. The problem with that strategy is that Trump is on the record downplaying the Clinton-Lewinsky scandal. Here's what he told Wolf Blitzer just back in 2008.
Look at the trouble Bill Clinton got into with something that was totally unimportant. And they tried to impeach him, which was nonsense. And yet Bush got us into this horrible war with lies, by lying, by saying they had weapons of mass destruction, by saying all sorts of things that turned out not to be true.
He also called Paula Jones. He said Paula Jones was a clown. So, you know, there's a lot of that on the record already. Republican lawmakers are now warning Trump not to pursue the Bill Clinton sexual past strategy because Trump himself has a not so admirable history when it comes to marriage and fidelity. Who knows if he's going to listen? He didn't listen to his advisors last time who encouraged him to study and practice for the debate. And now he is paying for it, even though he won't admit it. He's telling his people to go out and say good things and he's upset that they are ceding that territory to Hillary Clinton. Pride usually comes before the fall, unless, as history has shown in this particular political season, your name is Donald Trump. So we'll see.
What do you think is going to happen for as they get ready for this next debate, Don? Do you think he really is going to go in and do some rehearsal and some work on this?
I think for as much as he can, he's going to sit down like a little kid who's mad and go, oh, okay, I'll sit down and I'm going to do it. Yeah. Here's the difference, though. As we discussed before, it doesn't matter to his people, right? But I think it matters to those undecided voters and to women, which I think will show up in the polling. You never know with Donald Trump, but it'll show up in the next polling. I think he'll probably sit down and do it as much as he can. But all of those, remember when President Obama did, so
poorly
badly
on the first
one? Yeah.
Yeah.
But he did that with a foundation of knowledge about policy and world affairs and leaders and all of that. Donald Trump doesn't have that. So he's coming at it at a real disadvantage. He doesn't like to study. He doesn't really know those things. He's not interested in those things. So for him, he's got to go. He has to start from square one. And most people in this process don't have to start from square one. The only thing that he has is, you know, for, I mean, really, is that sort of homey thing that where people like what he says and he's, you know, says what he means. And attacks. And his tongue.
But his people don't believe that. I mean, his people believe that he's saying something that makes sense. Everybody else knows he's not saying anything that makes sense.
Yes. If you
believe that.
There was, I should have brought it for you guys. I don't know if you saw Randy K went to one of the events after the debate on Monday night, and they attacked her verbally. They didn't attack her physically. And then there was one lady that said, look, I have a birth certificate at home. Why don't the president show his birth certificate? And she was like, what?
That was the craziest thing
ever. Did you
ever.
See that?
Yes.
He if that's great. Not deplorable, I don't know what he is.
Oh, that's just... Tom, I need to see your birth certificate for that.
I need to see if some brain cells are working here. Oh my God.
I mean, it really is. It really is crazy.
All right. Really sad.